calling 211.
If you dialed 211 in Miami in September of 2016, and again after the new year, you probably wouldn't have noticed any difference. That's by design, says JCS CEO Fred Stock.
We committed to not changing any of the phone numbers. Everything remained exactly the same.
On January 1st, JCS took over the 211 services from Switchboard of Miami, which ran out of money.
The caller has no idea that the services are being run out of a different entity. The process was, as they say, seamless.
JCS already provided services to children, seniors, LGBTQ people, and other vulnerable populations in Miami-Dade County. Stock says taking on the 211 helpline extends those services.
We bring a level of understanding, we recognize the importance of the services, and we have the capacity to do this because of our infrastructure. It made perfect sense.
What followed was transferring Switchboard services, many of its staffers, and its grant money to JCS. Now, hotline staffers take calls and answer texts from the second floor of the JCS building in North Miami. I'm Madeline Fox in Miami.